The word today is Sardis. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. When a person is not doing the work expected of them, they may be called a slacker. A slacker puts their life and sometimes others' lives at risk. Jesus warned an early Christian church and us not to be slacking, but to be ready for his return. Here to share more about getting our spiritual life in order is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Sardis.
There is a word that is used to describe people that don't hold up their end of the bargain, who don't provide the way they should. The word is deadbeat. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but a deadbeat is a person who falls down on the job or a person who doesn't come through with what they are supposed to. In the arena of divorces and separation of couples, there's support that's supposed to be paid between traditionally a father paying support for a child after a divorce. And if the father didn't come through and give that support, he was called a deadbeat dad. He didn't do what he was supposed to. Well, today we're going to think about Jesus and how he talks to a congregation, a church in an area called Asia Minor. The letter or the message that Jesus sent through John the Apostle was found in Revelation chapter 3. Now there's seven different messages that Jesus sends to these churches in this region through the Apostle John. And today we're going to focus on the one in the church in Sardis. This was the name of the town of the area, and there was a community of Christians there. So Jesus had a message to send to these Christians. And listen to what it says in Revelation 3, starting at verse 1. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I've not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but I will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Just a couple of things to review here. You notice that it starts out with, to the angel of the church. We believe that was a code word. Angel would have meant the pastor or the leader of the church, because the word angel means messenger. And so John had to write in such a way as to get the message past the Roman guards. So there's tons of illustrations and symbolism in the book of Revelation. Another thing, Jesus ends all of these seven letters the same way when he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So as we look at this situation in Sardis, we see that they have a reputation of being alive, but they're dead. Maybe you've known individuals who really want to be known as very moral people, as very spiritual people, and yet they're doing almost nothing. They're like a fake plant. They're like a bush or a tree that you think is living, and you go up to it and you see it's fake. It's dead. It's supposed to give the impression of life, but it's not actually living. I just had a conversation this morning with a man, and we were talking about the way some people treat offerings, the way they think they want to have a very spiritual demeanor and they want everyone to know that they go to worship, but they do almost nothing for God financially. There's many people in this world, and you especially in Europe and North America, listen, because you're hypocritical. So many of you are working to build your little kingdom. You're sitting there trying to get your money amassed so that you can get nice and fat and wealthy and have this beautiful retirement, and you've given almost nothing to God over the years. The average millionaire gives 2%. Isn't that lousy? That is greedy. And instead of giving all this during the course of their lifetime, tithes 10% and even more for the very wealthy, they hoard it, greedy, 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 all their lives. And then when they're dead, they give it away. And the world says, oh, how wonderful. What generous people. They weren't generous. The only reason they gave it away is because they were dead. You need to repent. You need to turn from that wickedness of greed and support the causes of Jesus Christ, and do it while you're living and not when you're dead. When you're dead, it's too late. You're going to be judged. That's a great example of someone wanting a reputation of being alive, but they're dead. They're not really doing anything for God. You see, your faith is going to be lived out one way or the other. You're either going to show by your actions that you don't have faith in God, regardless of what you want people to think of you, or you're going to show by your actions that you do trust God. I encourage you to go to the book of James, where it says, faith without deeds is dead. Okay, enough about that. Let's talk about the fact that in Sardis, they are to wake up. Many people don't realize in the world that they're following a wrong faith or that they're without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, this may come to you. And while I have harsh words for Christians who are hypocritical and people that want to pretend as though they're all so righteous and yet they're not living according to the Lord's word, I have very tender and compassionate invitation for individuals that don't know about Jesus Christ, individuals who for the first time are hearing about this. I hope that the Holy Spirit wakes you up. I hope that you come to faith in Jesus. There's a lot of people who have heard about Christ, but they've fallen asleep. They're slacking. That's another term for a deadbeat, is a slacker. And if you're a slacker as a believer, it's time to repent. One of the things that should concern you is that Jesus says that he will come like a thief. That's a warning. In verse 3, he says, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you won't know at what time I will come to you. By the way, if Christ comes and finds you sleeping, slacking, not alert, not doing his will, not living your Christian faith, you're going to be condemned. That's what the parables of Christ show. That's what it means here in Revelation chapter 3. So there is a definite message of warning. There is a definite threat here, and you need to listen to that. Now, if you're shocked, if you're horrified by this and do not want to be condemned, but want to be saved, well, then ask God for forgiveness and get moving. Jesus used the analogies, the illustrations of the great flood where everyone thought life was going on fine, and then God destroyed all of humanity because of their horrid wickedness. Their thoughts were evil only all the time, and the Lord said, I've had enough of that. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by the Lord for their wickedness. Don't be a part of that. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of that sin. In other words, wake up. Act like you're really alive, doing what God wants. There's a beautiful message of reception and love that Jesus gives here to those that are repentant, to those that are earnest about coming to Jesus, to the person who says, yes, I don't want to be condemned. I want to be forgiven. I want to be received. The beauty in this letter is that for those who repent of their sins, then you can be received by the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says here, dressed in white. They will be dressed in white. That symbolizes the purity, the holiness, the righteousness of Jesus. He died upon that cross and shed his blood so that you could have, by God the Father's granting this to you, the righteousness of Jesus, and be considered pure and forgiven again. What a gift. Where else can you get that? You can't get that anywhere else. It's only in the gospel of Jesus. And this illustration of the person wearing the robe of white reminds me of the parable Jesus taught about the banquet, the king's wedding banquet, and a person tries to sneak in, and he's not wearing the wedding robe that the king provided. He ends up getting thrown out into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He's kicked out because he presumed to come into the king's presence on his own merits instead of taking what the king offered. Well, here it is. Here's your offer. You have an offer from God in Jesus Christ, not to try to stand on your own deeds, not to try to stand on your own supposed goodness, because you're a sinner. You have offered to you the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and that can be given to you by virtue of faith in him. You can receive this freely as a gift from God. Are you going to be foolish enough to not take it? I'd say take it and put it on and wake up and act like a Christian and grow in your faith. Listen to what Jesus said to the people in Sardis. If your deeds and life is incomplete, get moving. Wake up. Get with it. God willing, you're going to respond to this and you will take the invitation and you'll receive the gift of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Obviously, you see here, this is no game. This is life and death. I hope that you will get motivated to live your faith and to walk with Jesus Christ. You can be one of those individuals who at death is welcomed into eternal life. Wouldn't that be the greatest, to have the robe of righteousness of Jesus and to receive the gift of salvation in his name?
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.